It's the new Geek Gala headquarters.
Did you find the intro, Carol?
I didn't find the intro. Did you already push the button?
Set it up, you know Jenny's it. House. I'm like, I don't no pressure. But we're fucking recording!
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks on their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, it would be if I could figure out how to turn it on.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat,
I had one job,
the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
Hello.
Paper suit. Your energy. The enthusiasm. It's contagious.
Hey, and now, damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geek.
We're so high tech.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's why I have to push a button.
Episode 94, close the fucking front door. Here we go.
We should, because it's hot outside.
It's very
hot. All right.
And, it's raining.
Yes. Is it raining?
Yes, it raining again? Oh, yeah. Okay, before we even let you guys begin to relax, we're going to go to launch right into the rapid fire response round.
Are you not
going to
give their names?
No, this is Thirsty Nomad, damn it. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You need to answer with either a short phrase or word. If you don't answer, we will answer for you. The answer often involves stripper poles. So,
starting.
Why should I give that up?
I think Jason said he had a stripper pole he can put up somewhere. He did, yes.
All right, whoa. So Brad, what is your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
All right, Greg, finish this sentence. I hope they never try to remake...
Anything ever again.
All right, Michael, what's your favorite board game?
Monopoly.
I totally don't have my glasses on. Thought that said beard game at first. Okay, we all had to wear a warning label. What would yours say?
Keep away from children.
All right, Greg, would you rather be Batman?
Always be Batman.
All right, Michael, Star Wars, Star Trek, or Firefly?
Mm.
Ooh, that's hard. I'm going to have to go with Star Trek just because there's so many more options.
Brad, who is your man crush?
Myself.
Greg, what is your favorite junk food?
Rindings.
Woo! All right, Michael, what cool new technology do you want to see next?
Mm. Oh, I want to be able to take pictures with my eye.
All right. Brad, finish this sentence. Please don't cancel.
Sherlock.
All right. Greg, which planet would you rather live on?
Well, this one's total crap, so... let's go Beta Antares 3.
All right, Michael, what superpower would you not like to have?
Wow, I like them all. Probably the... Juggernaut.
Yeah. He's a juggernaut, bitch.
I am the juggernaut, bitch. All right.
He's got the power of being kind of a dick.
All right, Brad. Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Oh, dude.
Monty Python.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather be transported to the world of Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead?
Yikes.
Wow, life expectancy is very, very short. Since I've been to Atlanta and it's a total shithole, I'll go Game of Thrones.
Okay, wow. And
because at least I can drink and know things.
There you go.
Michael, what job would you like to try?
Oh, that's going to be teaching.
Okay. All right. So, here we go. If you were trapped on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be your number one book that you would load on there?
The book Martian.
That you'd be stuck... Okay. You'd be stuck on the island reading it over and over.
For some reason, when you said that, all I could think about were the episodes of the Spider-Man cartoon where they used that kind of device to recharge Silvermane. So.
All right. So no reading for him. Michael.
Oh... Something very big and long that I haven't read yet.
Oh, I thought you went somewhere else with it.
So, like, the entirety of
I was like, I'd be spanking it on the island all day, too. But
probably work. Wow.
Okay, what musical album, Brad?
Queen Greatest Hits, I think.
Greg.
Rush 2112.
I've been stuck on Imagine Dragons for a while, but that would probably change in about 6 minutes.
What movie that you could watch over and over again?
Oh, Highlander.
Ooh. Really?
Yes.
There can be only one. Again!
I tell you what, at least you say Highlander 2. Yeah.
There is no Highlander 2.
That's right. That's, right. That's the correct answer, sir.
There's no Highlander 2. There's no Roadhouse 2. That's all crap.
Stop. Okay. Stop.
Was that really a thing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. There was no Dirty Dancing 2, you know, Cuban Nights either. Havana Nights, whatever it was.
There was a break into Electric Boogaloo, though, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. That is one of the most often used Mystery Science Theater riffs. Anytime there was a something or other, too.
Yeah. I use one on my programming for Con Carolina. It's like every year something to Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, so I am desperately trying to avoid this question.
Yeah. Okay. Movie.
Let's go Monty Python's Meaning of Life.
Okay.
Oh, Princess Bride.
Oh, right. And then the final question, what would be the game that you could play on a solar tablet?
Oh, well, you can't say Pokemon Go because there wouldn't be any Pokemon there.
No. Just your one little guy.
That's it. It's like, and who are you fighting with? And
no Pokestop. No.
Well, on the other hand, if you're on an island, just there's as many Magikarp as you want.
Stripper pole. Okay. Oh,
yeah, Greg.
Yeah, I actually don't play games on my phone or tablet.
All right, Michael.
I would go with Dust514 since they've already canceled it, and since this is going to be imaginary, might as well go all the way out. Where
there you go.
Stripper pole. I couldn't understand.
All right. Well, congratulations. You have all survived the rapid fire response round, and you have brought us beer. So tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing here. Although it doesn't really matter because, again, you brought us beer. Brad.
Let's be fair. They didn't bring beer. They brought good American craft beer.
Yes. Okay.
Real American beer, not that Belgian crap that Bud Light is.
Cheers.
I tell you what, the Belgians would not piss America to that
beer
stuff.
I mean, didn't Budweiser change their name to America for the
illegally, right?
America.
Illegally. That was awesome. Yeah, apparently somebody up in Durham owns that. North Carolina.
That's a long story that I don't want to bore you
with. We're just drinking beer on the air.
Full body, yes.
What? The IPA is actually
drink.
Okay. Okay. So, who are you and where?
He doesn't have to drink, but there is more.
There's more. He needs to drink first, and then he can bouquet later.
Is that like a thing?
Oh, it's an audio podcast. I
stay
forgot.
Around podcast. Stay around after the podcast.
No.
This doesn't have no pictures on it, does it?
No.
I'm cut off already.
Okay, so you get back to who are you and what are you doing?
Oh. Brad.
All right, so we are Thirsty Nomad. I'm Brad.
Hello, Brad.
I'm Greg.
Hello, Greg.
And I'm Michael.
Hello, Michael.
And we just opened up on the 23rd of July, 2016, down in Charlotte.
Yeah.
A mere three days ago,
and we are still alive.
Astounding.
You still have beer left. That's awesome.
And nobody died.
And nobody died.
Oh, hey.
Big success.
Bonus.
Yeah. So tell us, what made you want to open a brewing company and, the whole thing? Besides
temporary,
beer. Yeah.
Temporary insanity.
Oh. That's usually what happens with
alcohol. And keeping in mind that he's been temporarily insane for 3 years now on this subject?
3-4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not
dude.
It's just canning.
All right, we need to read that in front of the whole class.
Hey, baby.
Stripper pole? Why is stripper poles on your phone?
Wait a second.
What do you watch on yours?
No, it used to be a work phone. Now it's not. So, it's so once again,
yes.
Brad. Circling back to you.
Seriously, we'll get to the point here sometime.
There's a lot of circling around.
I tend to like to circle a point before attacking it. Size up the opponent.
So tell us the fateful night when you said we are going to open this.
Well, it was about 4 years ago in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'd been brewing for, at that time, about 5 years. And finally enough people, the second person came and said, you should do this for a living. many people have told me that, but the only one that I really remember, we had I think it was a Christmas party, and one of my fellow martial arts students came up to me, clearly drunk, with a solo cup of my beer in his hand. He's like, this is the best beer I've ever tasted. I'm like, I don't trust you. But, you know, I homebrewed for a long time. Enough people tell me it's good. I win enough competitions. Then you say, you know what? Let's think about doing this for reals. And 4 years later, and many, many dollars, mostly other people's money.
Well, that's always a plus. True that. Yeah, that is the way to go. If you have an option, always use other people's money. Yes. Yes. So how did you come up with the name, and how did you end up in Charlotte from Salt Lake City?
you skipped a part there.
Yeah. Let's just start in Salt Lake, because going further back, that's... I was born.
That happened.
Stuff happened, and then I was in Salt Lake City.
Yada, yada. Yeah.
So on and so forth. But the name is easier. When I had my home brewery, we called it Valkyrie because a friend of mine, Big Boob, sells beer. That was his whole marketing pitch there, and I said, yeah, why not?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Having been a pub wench at a Renaissance festival, I can tell you that is
solid
true.
Strategy. But it really didn't represent me, so I moved around a lot, liked to travel. Said, well, we looked at Wanderlust and Pathfinder and all these other things, and ended up with Nomad. And when we went to file a trademark, Nomad basically was taken. So if you just throw one word in front of it, that's okay. And so we put it out on Facebook to a vote, and Thirsty won. So it's Thirsty Nomad was born.
I think it's a good name. It is a very good name.
Yeah. It's a wonderful name, because everybody that comes into our brewery is a thirsty nomad looking for beer.
And if they're not, what the hell are you doing here?
They're the DD, and that's okay.
We have one for them, too.
We do. And coffee.
And so how did you end up in Charlotte? Just
So I was born in Winston-Salem. Oh. And my family is mostly here in North Carolina, and my brother lives in Concord. So when I decided to move back to North Carolina, because it's much easier to start a brewery here than it is in
Salt Lake
Utah,
City.
As you might imagine.
They tend to not drink out there as much.
That's not true.
Okay.
They just
don't want to.
So here's a common joke in Salt Lake City. How do you keep a Mormon from drinking your beer on a fishing trip? You take another Mormon with you.
Jokes, he has them, but that still doesn't tell. So your brother was in Concord,
right? And so when I decided to move back, I wanted to be close to my brother, because I quote love my parents.
But you wanted to be with your brother.
I promised I wouldn't cry, but here I am. Come to Waterworks.
And did your brother charge you rent to live with him?
No, I lived with him for what, a month or two?
Oh, that's awesome.
While we were looking. It wasn't that long.
Oh, wow.
He loves his brother, just not that much.
Yeah.
See, I had somebody who stayed with me for a month or two, and 2 years later, he moved out. So
did he pay rent?
He did after the second month. I'm like, if you're going to stay here, money. But then I figured money was good. So. Then Matt moved in, and he said, oh, I'm moving out.
I got more money.
No better problems.
So did you know these guys when you moved here, or?
I met Mike through my brother. They were friends for a while, and I think I met
we're still
you.
Friends.
I have something to share with you after we're done.
Also through
through that same
brother,
circle.
Yeah.
The
gamer circle of nerdiness over here.
Yeah. D&D.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's how I met his brother.
So it's
Dragons,
a true geek brewery. That's just good.
Yeah, we're all like engineers and nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I knew that Greg was truly a beer nerd when he showed up at the 4th of July with a cooler you could plug in with a fan.
Yeah. and a bunch of my homebrew.
Yeah, well, no, the bunch of your homebrew was just a happy circumstance.
Yeah.
The geekiness was that we plugged in your
plugged
cooler
in the cooler, yes.
To keep everything perfect temperature.
Yeah.
It was.
No. I did not put the external motor on it or the wheels.
Oh.
So how hard is it to start a brewery? I know, like, home brewing must be 3 years later.
Yeah, does I know. Does the term help? I mean, there must be so many processes and forms and government sanctions and.
Government. Have you ever tried to pull off your own toenail?
No.
It's very similar to that.
Viewers at home, yes. Please do not try this at home.
Having to drive all over the place to whack people on the head to say, give me my permit!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of dealing with idiots.
Did you say bureaucracy?
I did say that. I have a large vocabulary. I try not to whip it out too much.
Thank you. We're an audio podcast. Excuse me while I whip this out. Yeah, I can hear it.
We'll have the sound effects in post.
No, there is no editing in this podcast.
You missed your point, Mr. Q. Should have gone.
So where is your brewery located? Where can we find this wonderful
brewery? Where are your beers? We can go there and count them. We must know.
Because I'm drinking the IPA, and I have to say I'm not really a beer drinker. I usually go towards cider. But this is damn good.
I was about to say the same thing about brown.
Brown is good, too.
Brown is good.
Yeah, that's good.
I haven't tried IPA yet, but brown is good.
That's the reason why I signed on with them. We went on a trip up to Sierra Nevada beer camp, and basically we're in the car for, 3 hours up, 3 hours back, and just chatting along, having a great time. And he's like, well, I'm planning on doing a brewery. And I was like, okay, well, I'd love to taste your stuff and get to know it. And between just chatting with him and then consistently getting it to taste his beers and seeing that they, when he called it the same thing, it tasted the same and was good.
Wow.
Instead of having this fluctuation that you usually have. And I'm like, all right, you can sign me on as a partner. If you need some money, just let me know. And
if he needs some money.
And that's how they became good friends. Yeah. Michael, come on over.
Let me show you this empty pit that I have.
That is the toughest thing I think I've heard is the consistency thing. When I lived in Asheville, that was the... Yeah, because you would try the beer and be like, wait, this is the same thing?
No, not really.
So, give them the address.
Yeah, yes, address.
So, where is your
physical birth? Location of...
4402 Stuart Andrew Boulevard, Suite A, Charlotte, Suite North A. Carolina. Ooh.
Do you have your own parking?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we share an office park with a bunch of other businesses, and we're the ones that are open in the evening.
Yes.
And weekends. So we have pretty much the whole parking lot to ourselves. Lots of parking.
It rivals OMB's parking lot.
It has more parking than Noda and Birdsong had in their old locations.
Wow.
And it has more than Birdsong's new location, too.
Yes, it does. It was one of the things that drew us to that spot.
Yeah.
And so how many... beers do you currently have on tap or in growlers or whatever? How many varieties are there to try?
I think we're down to 7 after this weekend.
But you're going to be kegging some more, so that should be back up to 8.
9 technically. Well, 8 different ones. But
yeah, of ours.
They change quite a lot because I'm that way. But the Femme Fatale Brown Ale, all of our beers, by the way, most of our beers, have a character. Mm-hmm. We have a scrub league for beers that we're trying out. We call those the Mad Scientist Experiments.
Ooh.
AKA the Greg beer. Yeah.
Right. Well, the picture of Greg is much prettier.
I'm just relieved that FF didn't stand for Fantastic Four.
Yeah. What do you
after
mean?
The most
that
recent
is,
movie.
That is so much better than any of the last two Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah.
Last two. Try last four.
I'm not even admitting some of those.
One of the things that we chatted about on the way back from beer camp was what we're going to call the beers, because there was some inconsistency in the names.
Yeah.
I was like, let's be consistent and get a theme. And he's like, well, we're going with a steampunk theme for... our logo and for the whole brewery. And I was like, well, let's go ahead and get with the actual types or personalities that you have. So that's why we've got the Femme Fatale, we've got the Seeker, we've got the Bombshell, we've got the Noble, which is, we actually tried, what was the other one that we started?
Dandy.
The Dandy, which is more steampunk, is Dandy, but guys were like, I'm not going to order a Dandy and drink
it. It's like,
Dandy.
You know, when you come out with a cider, you can call it Dandy.
Pinky finger for the Dandy.
So we went with the Noble instead.
Yeah,
so,
I got you.
We have, 14 characters?
13 or 14,
somewhere in there.
Wow.
And then if they go there, do they only drink yours, or do you have others on tap as well?
We don't have any other beers on tap right now. We will have some guest taps should we, you know, not be able to meet demand with our own beer. We have cider. We have Windy Hill Rusty Gold right now. We should be getting our cold brew coffee from Stumptown. We also serve wine if you're not into the beer thing. And we have some craft ginger ale from Redemption Brew Works in Concord.
Oh, wow.
That sounds good.
And we may touch into kombucha from Mini Boy.
We may, but we might just keep that for ourselves.
Yes. Like I said, we may. It depends on if we run out of our sour, and if we do, well, we'll throw it on tap just to keep people happy. Aww.
So, when we go to your brewery, what times are it open? Is it
open? How much have you drank?
What time to open?
Yeah.
Y'all?
More importantly, does it ever close?
Yes. Well, you guys are all here.
It is, it is not a French bakery, and it does close.
We are not Amelie's.
you can't go home. You can go to Amelie's, though.
Yeah.
Just drive me on the way.
So, business hours.
Oh my God.
We are 4 to 10 on
Fridays.
You
realize this podcast is to help promote you. You have to actually talk
about it. I'm not giving them any information. Fuck them. I'm drinking all this.
We'll get the capsule summary at the end.
You can't break me.
We want...
Get out the lights!
Information. Information.
Water torture commands!
Information.
All right, Michael. So somebody shows up at the place. What time should they show up and leave?
Friday at 4, leave at 10. Show up on Saturday at 2, leave at 10. Okay. Show up on Sunday at 2, get there before 8, and we'll keep it open as long as we feel like it. So probably till 8.
Cool. Okay.
Here we go.
So Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
And depending on how things go, if we're not selling out of beer and we get enough people and interest, we'll push it over to Thursday and from there to Wednesday. And
do you food truck it, or do you have alcohol absorption materials at all?
Yes, we have paper towels. And mops.
Yummy.
I don't recommend eating the mop.
Or the paper towel. we had a food truck last time and pretzels for the opening. We do have sandwiches that we have in the fridge that people can get. We also have some very, very expensive Hot Pockets because we don't want to do food prep.
Expensive Hot Pockets?
Yes.
That seems really wrong.
$10 Hot Pocket.
Whoa!
It's a classic Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Right.
So it's from the 80s?
Still tastes the same, though.
They're not Twinkies. They haven't been around since the apocalypse.
They're actually freezer burned, but no.
We call that flavoring.
The idea is that we want other companies to be preparing food for us.
Sure.
For you all to eat, because we're good at making beer, and running a restaurant is...
Yeah.
I think food trucks are the way to go, I'll tell you.
We're trying to get more food trucks out. We also have other companies that are making sandwiches for us that we'll be putting into a fridge that you can purchase.
Cool.
We have all sorts of options to drink, and there are restaurants around, so you can bring food in.
Oh,
you could bring in a crock pot if you like.
Ooh.
That would be awesome.
Challenge accepted.
And how many seats do you have?
We can fit 50 people inside, so far as the fire marshal is concerned, and we have about, 30-some seats inside. We have some we're planning on getting for the outside on our patio.
Oh,
so we have a very long, thin, narrow patio, but it was quite well used last Saturday. So.
Excellent.
Awesome.
It's the dog run.
The
dogs aren't allowed out there. The dogs aren't allowed inside because it gets too crowded. And if you have two dogs that don't like each other, it's really crowded and it's going to get loud and vicious really quick. So we'd rather keep that outside.
That's cool, though, I think. Yeah.
That's big enough for a geek.
So let's say you're not drunk enough and you're at home and you're listening to this and you're like, where can I find you guys on the interwebs? What's your handles?
That's a good question.
Really? I thought it was horribly structured, but go ahead.
So once again, not a video cast. They could not see the expression on your face.
But I'm such a good speaker, they could hear it.
It was a baleful look that was playing at home.
All right, on the video version, I have my hands over my head just shaking it.
It's okay. So it's internet, social media.
ThirstyNomadBrewing.com is the website. All the links are there, but we're on Facebook, Thirsty Nomad Brewing, at Thirsty Nomad Co. on Twitter, Thirsty Nomad Brewing on Instagram.
All right.
And I think that covers it.
Cool.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Untapped. No Pinterest. You guys are on Untapped. No Pinterest. Oh,
well, we were thinking about putting it on a Tinder site, so.
Yeah. You would get a lot of likes to the right, my friend.
Just for the beers, you know.
Fucking all kind of things for that pretty bear. All right. All right. I don't know what I'm talking about. Will you guys sleep in our garage with this guy named Field and come around for our next podcast? Will you guys do that?
To sure. Yes.
Okay, great, fantastic.
And I have it all lined up and everything.
Look at that!
Golf clap. We should give her beer more.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
I have the dark brown. By Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstoff. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Thirsty Nomad Beer! Hooray!
4402 Stuart Andrew Boulevard, Charlotte.
Too late.
Sweet.
Damn it.
We got you. We're still recording.